Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
Can we just talk for a moment about audio soundbite 9? I need this in my life. Let's switch gears, ladies and gentlemen, because it's the economy, it's the supply chain, and we have Secretary Mayor Pete Buttigieg, Listen.
It contains incentives to make it more affordable to buy an electric vehicle, up to a $12,500 discount, in effect, for families thinking about getting an EV. Families that once they own that electric vehicle will never have to worry about gas prices again.
What? He actually says this. God bless America. So this is a guy who does not. Now, remember, don't slight his lack of experience. Yes, he does know about roads and infrastructure. He's driven on the roads before. He owned a vehicle. And let's not forget, he was mayor of South Bend, and they had how many buses? Like 49 something buses, I think.
49.
Yeah. And let's not forget, once more, Rear Admiral of the canoe fleet at Camp Wimpy Tonka. Very important positions for Secretary Mayor Newmom Pete Buttigieg. Now, he thinks that, you know, yes, it's you're like old Mother Hubbard, pretty much, who lived in a shoe, and you have so many damn kids and bills, you don't know what to do, right? And yeah, that's essentially what we're like. We're all turning into a version of a character from Scrooged. Or from a Christmas, yeah, because we're all going to be Tiny Tim when Mayor Pete Buttigieg is done. He says that families, they can buy electric vehicles and they never have to worry about gas prices again. It is amazing. So you can trade one cost for another cost. It's like saying, you know what? I use my one credit card to pay off my credit card debt from this credit card. I'm credit card debt free now. Thanks, Secretary Mayor Newmom Pete Buttigieg. How does he do it? Same thing, right? Yay, so you mean instead of paying for gas prices, I'm now paying for coal-fired plant-provided electricity for my vehicle? Yay, Secretary Mayor Pete. How does he do it? Same. That's exactly what it's like, though. How are the charging stations powered? Through magic. No, that's not right. How are they powered? Oh, you mean the coal-fired plants that make the electricity? That's how it's done. Okay. Who cares when you need a virtue signal about the environment? Nobody cares about the children mining for cobalt in the Dominican and the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC. No one cares. What did they say? Like 60% of the cobalt supply is from DRC. It was in my newsletter last week. And then like there's like a significant amount of that, like 20% is mined by hand by kids. Something crazy. How many kids did it take to virtue signal about the environment with your EV? I don't know. I don't know anything. I just bought whatever Secretary Mayor Newmom told me to buy. Can you be more out of touch than this guy? Can you be more out of touch than Secretary Mayor Newmom? He talks like a guy who's never had to worry about a bill. I mean, I don't know why people are upset over the cost of milk. I mean, it's just like milk. Just go to the store and you get it. I mean, most Americans cannot afford electric cars. And you still have fuel costs associated with that. You have batteries. What goes in the batteries, Secretary Mayor Newmom? What goes in the batteries? I mean, where do they come from? The batteries. They come from the stork. The same storks that deliver babies. That's where the batteries come from. Gosh, this guy's clueless. I'm worried about the upbringing of his child. That child's going to lick an outlet or something. Gosh, I feel the overwhelming urge to baby-proof wherever he lives right now. Not just for the baby, but also for him. Secretary Mayor Newmom. By the way, what happens to batteries in cold weather? Anybody have any guesses? Kane, yes, you would like to wager a guess.
I do, actually. They stop working.
Oh, yes. How many of us found that out the hard way, by the way, during the big Texas freeze? I mean, I knew it. That's
almost
why I was prepared for all of the backup batteries that we had. We had a huge backup battery that just went zoop, because cold weather zaps them. Yeah. Totally zaps them.
You can buy special batteries that have cold crank amps that, that'll work well in lower temperatures. But
yeah, everybody's going to do that for their EVs.
That's not enough for, yeah, exactly right.
Yeah. Not everybody's going to, that's the thing. You still have a long charging time. By the way, how many people who are in rental housing or that, or like condos or in apartments, how many people are going to be able to just like put a charging station right there? Oh, I guess I didn't think about that. You know how expensive it is to replace a battery? So here you have, what is it, over $50,000 just to buy the vehicle. And that's like a basic, isn't it? I mean, the least expensive electric vehicle is like twice as much as the least expensive gas fuel powered vehicle. And you never like recoup that difference in cost. Good heavens. Oh, by the way, how are those batteries brought to your, and cars brought to your, to where you are for you to purchase them? Oh, you mean like with gas powered vehicles? Oh my gosh. So all those batteries and all those EVs are actually shipped to you using gas powered vehicles. Look at you. I don't, everyone else uses gas to get me my EV, but that doesn't mean I'm using gas. This guy, I can't make fun of him enough. I've never seen anybody who's more ill-equipped or not equipped at all to deal with the position than he is. I mean, it's, he really is. Good heavens. Yeah, that's, I'm just going to pay off this credit card debt with this credit card. Look at that. Exchanging cost for cost means it doesn't cost anything. Because that's math. It's, he makes it easy to make fun of him. He makes it so easy. He's not like, he's like one of the smug, clueless people. He really believes he is the product of like the older, he, no, he's the product of, because I think we're, I don't know, I can't remember how old he is. I know like Beto's older than me, but I think, I don't know if, how much old is, how much, what's the age of Secretary Mayor Newmom?
He's 39.
Okay, so he's like only a couple years younger than me. So we're around the same. So we're all raised by, like, his boomer parents were the ones who were like, you're special. You're special just for existing. Here's your participation trophy. No, here's the thing. Not everyone is good at things. Sometimes kids suck at stuff, and they need to be told that they suck at stuff. Sorry, son, you're really bad at urban engineering and urban planning. Sorry, son, you don't know jack crap about infrastructure. Sorry, son, we don't know how the hell you became mayor. He makes it easy. This year, Kel-Tec is celebrating 30 years of game-changing innovation and performance. A privately owned family company that began making one-of-a-kind American-made firearms in 1995. In 1999, Kel-Tec launched their brand on the scene by forever redefining the concealed carry handgun. And from that point on, Kel-Tec continues to innovate and create never-before-seen firearms. Pistols, rifles, and shotguns alike, never copying firearms, always innovating new ones. Kel-Tec believes in respect, family, the right to bear arms, and in the love we all have for our great country. They do things right. All Kel-Tec firearms are proudly made right here in America in a true family culture that embraces every employee and where people are genuinely happy to come to work. The Kel-Tec's commitment to innovation and quality truly sets them apart. Find out more about Kel-Tec firearms by visiting KelTecWeapons.com for a deeper dive on all aspects of their innovative firearms. That's KelTecWeapons.com to learn more about my friends at Kel-Tec. Kel-Tec, game-changing innovation and performance.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Kel-Tec.
All right, so Canada, the good people of Canada, the good Canadians, they tapped into their strategic stockpile of maple syrup due to the shortage. I didn't even know that Canada had a strategic reserve of maple syrup. Did you? You know it's bad when they got to do this. NPR said that Canada's Quebec, their Quebec maple syrup producers announced they were releasing 50 million pounds of maple syrup from its strategic reserves, about half its stockpile. They have more than 11,000 Canadian maple syrup producers. This is like a Hallmark movie. Hold up. It's like, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? That's not Canadian accent, but whatever. All I can do it is when they go, A, that's it. Everything's A. That's how I do a Canadian accent, is I just add A into random sentences. But it is like a Hallmark movie. Imagine, like, it's, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? It's Christmas morning. We're not going to have no pancake syrup for Christmas morning. And then, up in the North Pole, which is really Canada, they have to unleash the strategic reserves of maple syrup so every boy and girl can have maple syrup. You get the drift. It's like a Hallmark movie. It's better than the snow globe factory that keeps an entire town afloat. We're going to talk about this coming up because I'm not done. Also, really, you know that's true. I didn't realize how horrible things were until I read the Merriam-Webster, their word of the year. Remember they did alter, was it dictionary.com or Merriam-Webster that changed the definition of vaccinated? I think it was Merriam-Webster. So Merriam-Webster chooses vaccine as the word of the year for 2021, even though there's more people killed this year from the virus than last year. They said that it's the word of the year. It's vaccine. Peter Sokolowski, Merriam-Webster's editor-at-large, told the Associated Press, "This was a word that was extremely high in our data every single day in 2021. That's what he said. The selection follows vax as the word of the year from the people who do the Oxford English Dictionary. And so pandemic was last year. That was tops and lookups last year. So pandemic, and now it's vaccine. I tell you what. And then also Woodrow Wilson's name got the boot from a New Jersey high school. I'm okay with this because I hate Woodrow Wilson. And may the worms be fed from his carcass. Okay. I say that not really facetiously. Get mad. NBC News, snowball effect, the global reasons why you can't buy what you want right now. From chicken tendies, they say tenders, but we all know they're chicken tendies, to toys, to bottles of wine. 7 items hurt by backlogs or rising prices. Gosh, how did we get those rising prices? Lincoln Logs are languishing in factories because they're missing the plastic doors. That's why you can't get Lincoln Logs. Just sell me the damn logs. We can fabricate a door. Jeez, it's not hard. You know what you do? You know how you do? You know how you want it? Just get a piece of plastic, whether it's like from a, whether it's an old Rubbermaid or something, you can make you a Lincoln Log plastic door just like that. We have the American ingenuity. This is where we are. We went from Make America Great Again. We went from like the superpower to now, well, we can't send out the Lincoln Logs because the plastic doors aren't there. There was one fast food restaurant that already had to cancel its marketing campaign because they said labor shortages led to a scarcity of chicken tendies. Liquor producers can't get enough glass to make bottles in their signature shapes. Oh my gosh. This is all nightmare. Nightmare fuel. This is why. Yeah, they said the average price at a major retail supermarket for chicken tendies has risen from $4.76 per pound to $5.20 just this month. A pound of organic chicken tendies? I'm sorry, what? Organic chicken tendies? It's a slice of the bird's breast. That's right. You just cut off part of the boob. It's part of that's a chicken tendy. Jeez. Hattie B's Hot Chicken. They're in Nashville. They said all the price for all their chicken had to skyrocket. They said, of course, the most expensive thing is the chicken tendies. In heaven on earth. And they said supply chain meat processors are struggling to hire and retain workers. Tyson's is one of the people doing that. You got medical supplies and equipment that are getting hurt. Wine. Gosh, I don't know what the anti-Second Amendment Michael Bloomberg Stepford wife lobby's doing now. You got alcohol selection at parties is going to look different because liquor producers are saying, look, we're having trouble maintaining consistent production and distribution to our customers. Beer makers are searching high and low for carbon dioxide. They use that to carbonate brews. There's a shortage in the UK. What are they going to do without beer in the UK? Oh, my gosh. What happens at the pubs then, Kane? What you do? You go into a pub and you can't even have a pint with your mates. What's going to happen?
Gonna have to brew your own stuff.
Oh, man. See, Missouri thought ahead. Missouri was living in 30-30. Missouri's like, we will make moonshine part of the state constitution. Thou shalt retain the liberty to make thine own moonshine. Missouri's like, show me the moonshine. So good for them. winemakers on the West Coast, they had forest fires. There's a lot of stuff. The biggest thing to me is the tendies and some of the other things, because we do a lot of entertaining during Christmas with family coming in, and I do a cocktail list. I'm not a big drinker at all. I'll have like wine with dinner, and then Christmas parties are literally the only time. And I do it because I'm a foodie, because I like to mix stuff together. It's like potions. I'm basically a potions master. They call it a mixologist, but let's be real. It's a potions master. I like to put dry ice with everything because it goes with everything. Like, let's just put some in. It just doesn't. This is a Calder White Christmas cocktail. I think it needs some dry ice. Anyway, multifaceted problems. You got medical supply issues. The backed up seaports are bad. Toys, it's bad. Video games because of the semiconductors. Sweatpants. I know we got to get moving. But do you know that Athleta Leisure? Sweatpants are having problems now. Oh my gosh, what are they going to do at Lululemon? Oh my gosh. Yeah, they said 97% of apparel sold in the U.S. is made in other countries. And a lot of it was based in China until the Trump administration made major changes in U.S. trade policy. Mm-mm-mm. Oh, thank you. Thank you, former President Trump.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
How do y'all like to do your Thanksgiving taties? You like them smash? You like sweet taties? I don't call them candy yams because that's not right. You call them, what do you like them? Mashed potatoes? You got to have mashed potatoes because you got to make a gravy reservoir. Right. Okay, so if you're going to make a baked potato, some people are very particular about their baked potatoes. One Florida man is very particular about his baked potato. So particular, in fact, that he stabbed a woman in the head with a fork over an undercooked potato. Deputies say the argument started when 36-year-old Kenneth Crumpton became angry over an undercooked potato on his plate that the unnamed woman made. According to deputies, he then stabbed her multiple times in the head with his fork. This sounds like a Jesco White story. Investigators say the woman had multiple stab wounds and was bleeding from her head but refused treatment. He was arrested and booked into Nassau County Jail. And that's all we know. I mean, that's a serious issue, I guess, but not so much that you need to stab somebody in the head with a fork. Okay, let's not. Oh, man, we're going to have more New Year, New Me stories like this. A Clearwater man was arrested after sitting on a woman to use gym equipment, say deputies. It was a fight over gym equipment. Apparently, it was mouth day for her, jaw day for her. 78-year-old Robert Edward Dovrak was waiting for his turn on a gym machine, and one of the women was using the machine and apparently was not just taking too long looking at her phone. He got mad, so he sat on her. He now faces charges for simple battery. Look, if it's jaw day, there's no machine for that at the gym. Don't do that to people. Don't do it. And do not do arm exercises in the squat rack. Stop it.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.